KABBAGE or call 888 CABBAGE.
Waiting for deer season deals? They're back. Get 0% financing or big cash off on a new John Deere compact tractor, utility tractor, or pull type A tool. Get your deer season deal today. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Lease a 2015 Mini Cooper Countryman for $199 a month for 36 months. $29.20 due at signing. For more, visit miniofstlouis.com/countrymanoffers.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagony chain.
Bring our pets in. Tell Sherry to let our pets in. We have station pets. Our dog, Goldie, that's Goldie. We have a female cat, Vagina, and a male cat, Penis. Easy, Penis! Look at him stand up. Down, Penis! And then we have another pet. I forgot where it was. We had Penis, Goldie, and Vagina. I guess that's we're down to three. One died.
Max
is our other dog, yeah.
Max is the original, right?
Max is the original dog. He's getting a little old now. He's still spunky, though. Listen to him. Yeah, you just hang in there, little buddy. You're going to live for a long time. The two we have to keep separated are Penis and Vagina. You can't let those two get near each other. Oh, my goodness. Penis stands up, starts spitting at Vagina.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. It's time to talk to your pet's best friend. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. They have an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free and it works. Or you can get them the old-fashioned way and call them. Now, the way this works is this, and I see that the smart callers are already lining up and calling. The phones are ringing, so do that now. It's first come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And here is... As always, every Wednesday, except for a few when he's on some dog or cat emergency, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Doing great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Of course you are. There was a, and you could find it, if you go to YouTube and just, I think it's Britain's Got Talent, and it's a guy with a little white dog. I don't know what kind of dog it is. It's a real hairy, white, cute white dog, and he does kind of a ventriloquist act with this dog. And it's pretty interesting because when he speaks for the dog, the dog's mouth opens, like it's almost animated. I tried to figure out how he did it. He'll say, "Well, Wendy," the dog's name is Wendy. He goes, "Wendy, how you doing today?" "Just fine." And the dog, a real live dog.
They call it operant conditioning.
Okay.
So every time he...
That's what I thought it was, operant conditioning.
Operant conditioning. So basically what he's done, he's trained that dog to respond to a certain trigger, his sound, and he got treats for that as he was doing it. So that's probably how he did it.
Except through the whole act, he didn't give the dog one treat, unless he was shoving off his
rectum. Historically, he trained him to it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, but do you give suppositories to animals?
I have, kind of a modified suppository.
I have not had a suppository since I was a little bitty child, like 4 or 5 years old, and I hope I never, ever have to have another one. How does that work? I mean, you're putting something up, in this case, your case, an animal's. Yes, unless you test them on yourself, I don't know.
I think it stimulates contraction of the bowel. I think that's what it does.
Okay.
Now, some of them are medicants, so they're just put them in there because they absorb well there. And and then they get into the system quickly. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
Seems to me like if you want something in the system, you don't put it in the place where stuff comes out of the system.
Well, that's an area of absorption, water absorption. So anything that's water soluble is going to go right up in there.
I didn't know that.
So when you do a cannonball,
that's why your poop, when it comes out, is firm. And if you look at it as it's leaving the small intestines, it's just gruel.
Gruel? My goodness.
That's poop information.
Dan, what were you going to say? You do a cannonball.
Yeah, if you're dehydrated, you want to do a cannonball.
Oh, and you'll get water right into your system.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah. Good idea.
Dude, what an interesting discussion.
All right, one last time for the phone numbers, and then you folks are going to be out in the cold. 314-969-KTRS or...
Can I ask you a question?
Well, you interrupted me. I was doing the phone number.
Oh,
sorry.
888-550-KTRS. This is awkward. Yeah, what's the question?
I just wanted to know if you guys had discussed all this ISIS stuff, this most recent tortures and killings.
No. Why? What do we need to know?
Oh, I just didn't know if it was a topic of interest.
No, not on this show.
Oh, okay.
This show is a little heavy for this show.
It is heavy. It's crazy.
Why would you bring that up?
Are they torturing
I don't know.
Animals?
It's just so bothersome. I figure you always hit those...
Well, it bothers me.
Social things you like.
It bothers me. Why do they kill animals or so, or train on animals?
No, it's just the way they just so blatantly, you know, kill humans without any concern. And,
yeah, I think that concerns everybody, and I'd like for all of them to be killed.
I'll just wipe it out.
And tortured. All right, let's start with, we got phone lines open, folks. If you think you can't get in, then that's why you're not calling. You got a couple of them open. This is Bill. Bill, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing today?
Good, Bill. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. And the gang, everybody doing well?
We're doing great, Bill.
Good
thank
now.
You.
And AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was calling you because we had an incident with our pug this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't travel well. He's 4 years old, so we took him up Maryville, Missouri. And on the way up, he panted all the way up. Once we got up there, he started packing and... had a hard time breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So we took him to a vet up there, and they gave him a cortisone shot mm-hmm. and some antihistamine. But he also suggested that we think about having tonsils removed. I wanted to ask you about that.
You know, that's a really not a simple procedure. You'd have to use, probably in most cases, you'd use one of the specialist surgeons. It's a very, very bloody, potentially bloody operation. Yeah. And I haven't done that, but I'm sure a lot of these specialists could do that for you. And I suppose that would be useful in these little short-faced dogs that, you know, they're just inclined to have problems, and then they get more excited, and that tissue gets inflamed, it swells, and then they close up. The other thing you can do would be even easier is just to keep them on, especially when you're in a stress or a travel, keep them on some Benadryl ahead of time and see if that doesn't do it. And, you know, your vet can give you a dosing, but if you start, like, 4 to 6 hours before you start traveling, it might be just the thing to prevent that kind of incident.
Now, do they have nodes? Oh, I'm sorry. Do they have nodes?
I'm sorry?
Nodes?
No nodes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now, he said they were elongated.
Well, he's just telling you that when you get that kind of inflammation from an allergy or from an infection, those lymph nodes in the neck area can swell. You can also feel them under the armpit or on the shoulder or in the back legs. There's a whole bunch of areas where those lymph nodes are obvious, on the peripheral ones. There's also lymph nodes inside your body cavity as well. But, yeah, those can occur. And, again, especially on these little breeds like this, they're much more prone to issues. I have little French bulldogs, and if they get excited, it's too warm, they do this exact same thing. So I think the Benadryl might be a very reasonable alternative for you. And then also there's a product called Zilkine and some other sedatives that might be useful, too, just to get them used. And then do some short rides and get them used to the riding in the car, especially with the effect of the drugs. See how they do on maybe driving just around for a half hour or 45 minutes just to see how they respond.
Okay, great. Did you say it was called Zilkine?
Zilkine is one of the new nutraceuticals. Zylkene. And
okay.
Ask your vet if he carries it. Okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
I wouldn't rush to the surgery right away.
That's what I didn't want to do.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks.
Bye, right. Bill.
314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Jack is next. Jack, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Good, Jack, and you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
I got one comment and then a question. You remember Major Pibb, the cat with the Maine Coon with the eye problem?
Vaguely.
He had that growth on his eye, and you had to scrape it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Major Pibb, you know, just so everybody knows, is a Maine Coon, and the PIB stands for pain in the butt. So he's a major pain in the butt. But anyway, that's my joke.
But anyway.
Yeah, oh, boy. His eyes are looking great now after you did that procedure to him and everything, and I'm continuing putting the drops in until I run out of them.
Thank you.
But I just want to thank you for taking care, because this other vet by me said that he was going to need some real expensive surgery or something by a specialist, and you stepped up and took care of him for what I consider a reasonable amount, and I thank you for that.
I appreciate
Jack, what you ought to do, that other vet, is find out when he goes on vacation and burn his house down.
Yeah, I think that's only fair. Yeah.
You know, you do things simple and cheap.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know, that's great. Lame, but I got another question now. I've got another cat. Well, we got four cats, but Sox, he's a black and white short hair, and he refuses, well, 99% of the time, he will not go in the cat box. He'll go outside of it. Now, I've got five cat boxes in the house, because I think you said one time you actually need one more than you have cats.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he'll go up to the front of it and just, now he doesn't urinate. He'll take a poop in front of the box.
Jack, listen to me. I've said this before. You must have been listening in previous weeks. You have to, in front of the cat, pull your pants down and poop in the box in front of him. Show him which box he's supposed to go in. Take a poop in your own house. And then he'll do it.
I've done that. That didn't work.
I cover it up.
Yeah.
Did you cover it?
No,
or poop where he likes to sleep.
That'll
show him.
Yeah.
That's worse than what I do.
Jack's done it at 3 in the morning when he comes home late.
Yeah.
I wanted to suggest that you might, for a few days, number one, isolating that cat to a room with a
poop box. No, it's number two.
And then put every time there's a poop, put it right into the box, let him in there and see it. And then the third option, there are some interesting cat box designs. One I saw that I thought was amazing, where the top is open and the animal has to actually climb, and it's no big deal for him to jump up, climb up and into the box. So they're more interested in that because, number one, they get to explore, and number two, once they're inside and they poop, it's contained. So I would consider trying one, two, or three of those decisions. Okay.
Well, I've got two boxes that are sifter boxes, and it's got that ring around that you have to climb up into.
Yeah,
I have two of those. Maybe 6 inches.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about these are actually kind of caved. They have a top, and it's you're literally the cat can jump up about 18, 24 inches.
Oh, 18 to 24. Wow, no, the tallest two boxes I have are probably 9 inches to get into the box because it's got a lid on it, and then they got to crawl, they got to kind of like climb up. It's not a real low 3 or 4 inches.
Right.
But I've never seen them with 18 or 20.
Yeah, 3 inches is low. Dan, show them half of 3 inches.
There you go.
Jack, we got to run. We got to run, Jack. But thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Dr. Doug. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. I think if we let Jack either go on, on the question number three, let's get Patty in here. Patty, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm calling about my 11-year-old miniature schnauzer. Was diagnosed with bladder cancer in December.
Okay.
And we've been doing the chemotherapy every other week, and there's medicine, piroxicam, and a few other medicines, uricidiol and misoprostol and different things. But I just get to I just begin to wonder, now they just changed the chemotherapy just a few weeks ago, actually. So I just don't know how much longer I can continue to do the chemotherapy. Do you have any ideas about bladder cancer in dogs?
Yeah, I just don't know there's a number of different protocols, and we actually have several oncologists around the city, that veterinary oncologists that might have different protocols to suggest.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I would wonder is, has anyone gone in and done any surgical ablation where they actually go in and kind of remove the mass of the tumor and then continue with the protocol?
Yeah, they couldn't do that because of the location. It was so close to the urethra.
That's where it usually lies, right in the neck of the bladder.
It did shrink the tumor 50%.
If it's a really big mass, to debulk it and then wash it out. There's a lot of different protocols in humans. They use medications they actually flush into the bladder to kind of coat the surface after they've removed it. And most of the time they do it with lasers. They kind of cut it out. But I think that would be a very useful consideration if you're getting to a point where you just don't think you have a decent alternative. That might be a way to kind of, get things going.
Okay.
So, if you feel, you can always give us a call. We can talk more about it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patty.
That's a bad deal. When you get bladder cancer in humans, it's really bad. And in dogs and cats, we don't see it as often, but it can be bad, too.
All right. This is Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I got a two-year-old rescue female cat, and this is the second time this happened. Had a bladder infection, and we got the medicine for her, and then all of a sudden she quit peeing in her litter box and pees in the sink or the bathtub, and we can't get her. She goes number two in the box, but not number one.
Better than her going number two in the sink. I mean, that's
absolutely.
This is kind of the same deal we talked about with the other person. Number one, did they take an X-ray at any point to rule out a stone in the bladder?
No, they did not.
Okay, I would do that, especially if you've had it a couple times. A lot of these animals do that, and then they feel uncomfortable because a lot of these bladder stones are irregularly shaped, and they literally grate at the wall of the bladder, and it causes a lot of irritation, teasy. They feel like they've got to pee all the time. So wherever they are, they're going to do it. So that's one consideration. It may not be the case. And then the other point is you really got to get them back into an isolated area with their box and kind of retrain them to the box. There are a couple of products. There's one called Cat Attract that I know is built into some of the products I've seen at the pet shops, and that kind of draws them to it and encourages them to use the box. So that might be something you might want to look at.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, I would go ahead and ask them to do an X-ray, too.
Okay, we'll do. Hey, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. We go from Mike to this may be our last call. We'll see. Jeff, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
What you got?
Well, I have a 13-year-old black lab female, and she's really in good shape. She still plays a little bit. Her eyes are clear, coat's good and stuff. She's not overweight, but she's incontinent.
Okay.
And I wondered if there was anything I could do to help her or whatever.
Yeah, in dogs, a lot of times the incontinence comes from what we call an estrogen deficiency. So when they get spayed, they're not producing the hormone anymore, right? And that affects the muscular ring around that urethra. So and other places too. So there are two or three different medications on the market that your veterinarian should have in stock that could be used to control that. And often it's a very ready fix. So talk to him about that. Tell him your problem. Of course, he should rule out the possibility of an infection. But are you talking about incontinence is defined when the animal wakes up and has a little pool of urine there rather than just walking around and peeing?
No. When she lays down, I got a little bed by my chair. She lays down there, and then all of a sudden, she has relieved herself, and it's a big pool.
Yeah, that's why you want to rule out the other possibilities, but it sounds very much like a traditional incontinence issue, and the first try would be to rule out infection, then try these medications, and if they work, you got it.
Yeah, because she's actually embarrassed to death when she does it.
She may not realize she's doing it.
How do you know she's embarrassed?
Well, I've had it for 13 years, and just like you know when your wife's mad, I know when my dog's embarrassed.
I actually think sometimes dogs look at you and they do look embarrassed. I'm not kidding. Yeah. They look, I'm sorry.
Especially if you put a goofy shirt or hat on them, they look good.
And Jeff, we've talked about dogs mimicking their owners. Do you wet the bed?
Well, I'm not black.
What?
what? I'm not black. So, no, I'm not sure she mimics me or I mimic her.
He's okay. It's a black lab.
It's a black lab.
Oh, okay. He scared me there.
I didn't know where you were going.
Not listening to the show, are we, sir?
No. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was right after your wet the bed comment that he goes, well, I'm not black. What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, man. We are out of time. And I one question. Can we do this again next week?
Love to. All right, thank you so much. We'll be here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Douglas Pernikoff, everybody. The official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And the, he's your pet's best friend. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. That's your AM and the PM cab company, not any other cab company. This one's the AM and the PM one. STL Taxi is the app. We're going to check on traffic. Is Tim up there?
Yes.
Tim Weiland, the traffic man extraordinaire, is going to tell us what's going on. Tim, it's all yours.
All right. We had an incident on southbound 270 before Gravois that was blocking the center lane or the left center lane. Looks like they moved it off to the shoulder, but now southbound 270 has stop and go traffic from Page down through Gravois. On eastbound 40, things are really stacked up from Timberlake Manor up through Highway 270. Also from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70 running a little bit slow now between Union and Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound 270 is at McDonald through 170. And northbound 170, we have slow traffic, and it's from Highway 70 up through 270. And this report is brought to you by Account Temps. When it comes to your salary, you may know what you want, but not what you can get. Learn the ranges for accounting and finance by visiting accounttemps.com/salarycenter. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I'm waiting for Dan to hang up and stop having personal conversation with John. He's bad about that. Now the light's blinking. Now that it's too late and awkward. John, how are you?
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Don't let Dan keep you tied up on the phone like that.
What were
you guys talking about?
Don't use the term tie up, okay, Frank?
Why?
He didn't have me tied up. He was just talking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Look at that.
I wonder why John thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
You don't miss a beat, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Pretty quick.
I rarely miss a beat.
How's everything in Florissant?
Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful day here in Florissant. It's really a beautiful day all of the time here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
You say that. One day when it's raining here, and I have to drive up there and test this out, see what the deal is, that it's always so beautiful in Florissant.
It is. There's beautiful people here in Florissant. Yeah. Not just the beautiful teammates of mine here at Johnny Londop Chevrolet, but a lot of great, great, great people.
Who's Oops. That? Well, no, John, I'm so Uh-oh. Sorry. Are you okay? Now, last time we talked
to him... Sounded like a butt trumpet.
Last time we spoke with him, he was having some gastrointestinal issues.
Yeah, he was.
And apparently they're not resolved.
No.
You want us to play that back? Want us to play that back for you? No, here, let's play that back. Play it back for John. Here's what we just heard right at the end of the... Yeah, that's it right there. That was it. So I hope you feel better.
I got to be honest. I mean, Sunday, the boys in the meeting, the boys took us to Annie Gunn's for Father's Day.
Well, that wouldn't be the cause of that. That food will not cause
that. No. They had an unbelievable trout. It was unbelievable.
I've had it.
And it had these crazy, unbelievably delicious red beans and rice.
Mmm. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Could have been the beans.
I ate all of the red beans and rice, and I probably...
That could have been... That could be the culprit.
I probably shouldn't have. But besides that,
did you ever have their French dip? That's Peon's favorite thing there.
As a matter of fact, that's what Mimi had.
Oh my goodness. So good.
Outstanding.
It is delicious. Everything there is good. Everything. There's a lot of great restaurants in town, but that's my fave. It is my favorite.
What else is new? Tell us a story. Tell us something. What's the greatest thing that's happened to you in the last 24 hours?
Oh, well, I got to tell you,
outside of personal stuff,
Just meeting some great, great, great people, some great customers, a lot of nice, nice people. We always get a huge amount of great customers.
But you have to get customers who are jerks. Everybody does. You can't, all of them. Like the non-AM and the PM people, occasionally.
I can probably literally tell you about maybe one in the past several years. And, you know, quite honestly, this guy, he cussed out managers, salespeople, And then, you know, in sales, we're pretty thick-skinned. But then he actually got mean with Mary Ryan.
Oh, that's crossed the line. Now you can't be mean to Mary.
Yeah,
I will tell you, I'm not proud of this. I called this guy up on speakerphone. I brought four or five people in here. I made sure someone watched the phones while Mary was in here. And I let this guy know how I felt about him.
I said,
I'm really sorry, but you didn't finish high school. Or did you go to high school?
Whoa.
I said, because you really are one of the most ignorant people I've ever talked to in my life. What gives you the right to talk to people that way?
Oh, this is good. I like this. See, every once in a while, you should be able to do this.
Put somebody in their place.
Yeah, because this is the kind of guy goes through life bullying everybody, and nobody ever calls him out on it.
That was 3 years ago. And that was the first time. I can't even remember the time before that. So, no, man, we have great, great, great customers. We're selling transportation.
And what was this guy's problem? Was it a service issue?
I just think that he was that one
miserable human being.
Just miserable and wants to make everybody else miserable. And he's just, just a jerk.
Give us his full name and address. You still have a file on?
Yeah, I love that.
Let's tell the whole world what a jerk he is.
I did save his recorded message. I had a couple of his recorded messages, and they were pretty.
We had a guy here. I mean, you guys remember this? We had a guy come to the front desk looking for somebody here, and it was to serve some papers. You remember what we're talking about here? And he said something really, really rude and out of line to the girl at the front desk. Basically called her stupid or something.
And said she was an idiot.
We happened to be walking by.
And cussed her out.
And about three of us walked in there and said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm whoever it is that serves these papers." He's trying to serve somebody. And I just said, "Well, you know what? That's not going to happen because you're going to leave. You're going to leave now." And he goes, "Well, I'm a federal." I said, "I don't care who you are. You're not going to come in here and tell our receptionist she's an idiot. She has nothing to do with any of this. Hit the bricks." And this guy turned and walked out. We never saw him again. But he tried to act it like, "Well, if you mess with me, I'll have you arrested." No, he's not. He's a server. But, yeah, we had one. That's the only one I can think of since I've been here that really, and he got loud. Remember, he got loud, and he used a couple of curse words, and that was it. We just showed
him the
door.
They try to intimidate, and that's...
Yeah. Especially when it's somebody who's trying to be a bigger deal than he really is.
Right.
You know, he wants to be a federal marshal.
He had a badge around his neck and everything.
Yeah. So does the guy that walks the kids across the school, the crossing guard. He has a badge, too. But he's not a federal marshal of the Secret Service.
There's a new TV program. It's Brink. Jack Black is one of the lead characters, and he's a embassy employee in the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan. And they're going through the first episode this week, and it is really funny. And so they're checking this guy out, and they're like in the Situation Room with the President and Secretary of State, and the head of defense, and they're like, "Who is this guy?" They're talking about Jack Black. You know, he's a low-level embassy employee, but blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he acts like he's CIA. Well, he's applied two times, and we've turned him down both times. So here's Jack Black. He tried to become a CIA agent, and they're like, "Nope, so are you so they said, "So you don't think he'd ever pass the interrogations?" Oh, they're all like, "Oh, no way. You know, he'd give up all the secrets he knew, so..." I guess you got to watch the program.
That sounds like a great story.
Yes.
tell us that again.
Quite honestly, well, you were going off on a tangent. You know, I know this is my segment, but sometimes I don't know if it's your segment or my segment. So I was answering some emails.
Multitasking.
That's what I do, Frank. I can't help myself.
Yeah. Well, that's the price you pay when you throw your actual email address out there to people. I think it's great. I'll bet you that of the however many car dealers there are, I'll bet there aren't three car dealers in this town that give the public their personal email address. I guarantee it. They don't want to hear from people. They just want to make the sale and move on.
I love people.
Yeah, well, I love people, too. I especially love people who are female and really good looking. I love those people even more than other people.
Frank, I love you.
Well,
come on.
See, here we go.
There it is.
I knew we'd get into this territory.
The big matzo ball's right out there.
What? The big matzo
ball? Matzo ball, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A matzo ball.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The big matzo ball is out there.
He's never said that before.
What the heck does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Sorry, John.
I've just heard it before, but people say, there's the big matzo ball out there.
No. Nobody. John, have you ever heard that? Somebody goes, "Oh, the big matzo ball is out there." Have you ever heard that? Of course not.
I've not heard that before.
No, nobody has.
Well, now you have.
Dan?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
I just got in trouble, Dan.
He made it.
I love to hear when you get in trouble from the boss.
Hey, let's tell people how they can buy. Let's tell people what they need to do to buy a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle.
Just come and see us.
That's it. It's that easy.
Just come and see us. We're here late tonight. Unbelievable deals at Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet. And you can check him out online at lawnduff.com.
One of the things I find interesting is John always says late. He never says two lates, never says one late or four lates. It's always three. Late tonight. Consistency. See, that's the key. Wow. That's the key to success. Consistency.
That could be one of the nicest compliments you've ever given me. Because you don't really see any compliments too often.
One of the greatest lines in As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt, one of my favorite movies ever, is when she says to him, "That might be the greatest compliment anyone has ever paid me." It's one of the most powerful moments in the movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
I love that movie.
That is a fantastic movie.
I mean, the acting is unbelievable.
The storyline is good. It's sad. It's funny. It's romantic. It's everything. And gentlemen, if you want to show a woman that there are many sides to your personality and that you can have emotion and you can laugh, watch that with her. You'll probably get lucky. You watch As Good As It Gets. I'm serious. Helen Hunt, who is not by anybody's standard a sex symbol, or she's not a... I don't know who to compare her to, but boy, in that movie, to me, she is super sexy and hot. She is. She's just the perfect person for that movie.
I agree.
There's something about her.
She was just on CBS Sunday Morning not too long ago.
Yes, that's right. I saw that. She was.
She surfs.
Yeah. And, and that movie where she played the sex therapist that came out a year or two ago. Wow. What a powerful performance that was. And she's totally nude in it.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't care for that part. I thought I'd mention it. Yeah. What's that phone number?
314. I thought you'd never ask. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. LONDOFF.com. And again, we're here late tonight to take care of your great, great, great AM and the PM listeners.
Well, we're going to send you as many people as we possibly can because we want to have you on this show as long as we're here.
Can you sit up with a little bit more excitement, please?
I can't even pay him a compliment. Wow. I cannot even. I can't do anything. And he dissects it.
It was a great line, but you're kind of a little laid back on that line. You know what I mean? Have you watched any of the comedians in cars drinking coffee?
I told you, yes, I have.
Right.
I enjoy
it. So what were you saying earlier with a little more enthusiasm?
I said we're going to send you as many people as we possibly can because we want to have you on the show as long as we're doing it. Now, how else could I have said it?
I know, that's love. In a way, you said you love me.
That's my way. That's how I do it. All right, John. Wow, look at that time. Get ready because the customers are coming, okay?
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Can't do anything. Well, could you say it with a little more? I just said like the nicest thing you could say. We want you a part of the show as long as we're doing it. Well, could you say it with a little more? I'm not going to say anything nice. I'm just not going to try. That was John Lawndoff. His name, his daddy's name, which is his name, is on the building. He's been there for 55 years, I believe. Same location. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Don't go away. We are coming back. Bill Clevelin is going to be here. We still have the Playhouse and a great joke and all that other stuff that you have come to expect from Perfection in Radio. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got a two-vehicle collision on eastbound 70 past Florissant, blocking the left lane. You also have a stalled vehicle on southbound 170 past Page. The left lane is blocked there. We're looking at westbound 70. That's jamming up from, looks like, Shreve on past Lucas and Hunt. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, things are slow now from Missouri Bottom through 170 and then from New Florissant through Washington Elizabeth. Southbound 270 is stop and go from Page around the bend to Gravois. And then northbound 55, you're heavy from the ramp of 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge, and eastbound 40 slowing approaching Compton to the Poplar. This report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, laptops, tablets, smartphones, services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You want to hear this.
When you need accurate weather information to start your day,
remember, you've got Fox 2 meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman.
Every weekday.
Every weekday.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. If you saved $500,000, $1 million, maybe even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan, and here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heise Advisory Group. You'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll also discover concrete steps to help you protect your retirement life savings. And you'll also figure out how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis will not cost you one dime. You've got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is an independent advisory representative, a registered financial consultant, and he earns the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in the financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before June 26, it will not cost you one dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. Or Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. Call them now. Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call the Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. That's Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
How do you choose a cemetery? When the time comes, how do you decide? For over 100 years, family-owned and operated Valhalla Funeral Chapel Crematory and Cemetery has been providing caring, compassionate services. When the time comes for your family to face the inevitable, count on Valhalla to honor the life of your loved one with integrity and dedication. Valhalla Funeral Chapel can help you through the grieving process all the way to permanent memorialization. Situated on 285 pristine acres, Valhalla has decades of comprehensive knowledge and experience that enables them to provide the most valuable and meaningful services to honor the life and preserve the memory of your loved ones. Call 314-721-4900 anytime to learn how Valhalla can help you plan for tomorrow. Valhalla Funeral Chapel Crematory and Cemetery, 314-721-4900, online at valhallafunerals.net.
Normally, I would tell you how great Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is, but I want to say thank you to Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, because without them, I would have paid significantly more for my hardwood floors, and I wouldn't have gotten the nice hardwood floors that I got. I got a very nice Brazilian hardwood, and I got a great deal, courtesy of Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, because it's factory direct. They buy from the factories in truckload quantities, and they pass those savings on to you and to me. They'll teach you how to install the floor yourself, or like me, they'll find someone who will do it. They'll also rent you all the tools. In fact, not only did I buy my floors from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, but I also purchased flooring to use for my headboard. And I had some leftover, and I'm going to make my bar top out of the hardwood floor that I purchased from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have three locations, in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100, or Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
And what better way to cure your blues than with a lower mortgage payment? Rates are going up, so call today. Golden Oak rates are only 3% with an APR of 3.94.
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. If you're still on the outside looking in, I urge you to refinance to a lower rate.
The Federal Reserve has indicated they'll be raising rates in the fall, so call now. 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
It will cost you nothing out of pocket to apply. You don't need a credit card because if we don't close your loan, there's no appraisal fee.
We've been right here in St. Louis for 15 years. Why would you go anywhere else? Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oakland Insured.
FHA Fix, 15-year amortization, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, Missouri Novi Residential Mortgage License, C111 West 4 Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employ certified arborists, and that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Join Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton tomorrow as they moderate a roundtable discussion on issues in education, live from Itner Architects, nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design. The panel includes Dr. Georgia Costello, president of Southwestern Illinois College, Dr. Randy Dunn, president of Southern Illinois University System, and Dr. Elizabeth Strobel, president of Webster University. Don't miss this special Kilcoyne show on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, St. Louis, are you hungry? We've got you covered at Lion's Choice. Stop by any of our 24 locations and our new location at Clarkson and Clayton in Ellisville and enjoy our famous King Beef Sandwich. Sliced thin, seasoned right. Make the right choice. Lion's Choice.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
From Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That's right. Hey, Dan, we need to get his address in Gettysburg.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Plead Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or just download the app STL Taxi. It's free and it works, and it's a great way to get to the Plead Cab. And now, as I said, from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Cleveland. Go ahead, the Gettysburg Address. Shoot, take off, do it. Didn't you have to memorize it?
3-hour tour.
Didn't you have to memorize it in school, Gettysburg Address? We all did.
I did, but crap out of that. What I can tell you is that.
This is a horrible cell signal. Bill, this is how horrible it is. He couldn't even hear me say it's a horrible cell signal. Bill?
Oh man, this is embarrassing.
You're okay.
But most pros check out the signal before they, you know, before they go on, make sure it's still.
Yeah, he was talking fine.
Well, the professional prick should have told me it was a moment ago.
It wasn't doing that good.
Is this internet deal?
It's why falling because. Cell phone provider, who that is, they don't have service.
Yeah, right.
Bill, this is not working, because here's what we're hearing on this end. Well,
That's a good report.
Yeah, Bill Cleveland, everybody, great report.
See ya.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. All right, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of... Boy, he'll be mad.
The cleat cap.
He likes that time. He's
underwater.
You know what amazes me? You watch this stuff on TV where they talk to people up in the space shuttle. It's crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is our 14th day up here, and let me show you a little. We're doing a little experiment with weightlessness. You understand every word, every single word, and then they show something floating, how they eat, and yet Bill, who's in Pennsylvania, it's like I always say. I've got this for years and years and years. This routine, this thing about police cars, they're three blocks from each other. And I was listening to the scanner the other night. Because sometimes I do that in bed because I'm married. I don't have anything else to do. And I have the scanner on. The same deal. It's hilarious. And I don't even think they hear what the person said. They just know to say Roger.
Right.
Yeah.
Or 10-4. The person says, he didn't even have any idea what he said. He just says 10-4. How come we can't clear that signal up?
I don't know.
While we're at it, let's clear the AM signal up. No, then we'd lose our storm warning.
Yeah.
And then we would be, it'd be jeopardizing lives. We can't do that. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy.
Best report ever.
I think so. Of McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. He was in Gettysburg. I was looking forward to that, too. Yeah. That Gettysburg, that's important. That's an important place in history. We'll never know what great thing he had for us from Gettysburg. Let's talk about Window World. Then we're going to break and do some news. Then we'll come back and have the Playhouse and just have a great time. What do you say? Window World is in the window business. And yes, they do siding and gutters. We don't talk about that. I'm not sure why. Maybe we'll start to. Gutters. Gutters are what a pain. You know, they really are. I'm not even sure I know why people have to have gutters. I guess they'd otherwise you'd wash off in sheets and put ruts in the yard and whatever. But windows is what they're famous for. That's why it's called Window World. They are the original $189 window people. And there's so much about this company that's impressive. Obviously, the most important thing is their windows and the quality of the windows and make sure you're getting your money's worth. I think you get way beyond your money's worth because I don't think for $189 you can even come close with any other window. You might get a halfway okay window, but even the company selling it won't back it up with a lifetime warranty, and it doesn't have the good housekeeping seal of approval, but Window World windows do. They have all of that. All that and more. All that plus great service and their own installers. And they're neat and they're clean and they're tidy and when they're gone.